release of hers called Patron Saints of the Ordinary.
Sometimes you might get drunk before the sun goes down. Worse yet, drunk off somebody else's beer. Or maybe you forgot that lady had a boyfriend, and you asked her out to dinner without fear. You can't always say the right thing, and you can't always do it either. Oftentimes I think you'll find that you do neither. Cause a mammal's a mammal, a human's an animal, even if we can wear hats. And ache is an ache in the heart or the face, and you can't fill the space with your cats. It's hard to get by when you try, and they're locking you up in a cell. But the thought means the most, even when you're a ghost, someone will remember you well. Oh, everybody wants a piece of the corporate pie. Everybody wants to feel loved before they die. But nobody knows what's out there beyond the sky. No, not even Apple, though heaven knows they try. On TV, it's great if you can do it when you're 60. But it's better if do it when you're 6. Good for you if you can do it when you're healthy. But it's a miracle if you can do it when you're 6. Oh, the world can be such a cruel place for someone who's just opening their mammal's a mammal, a human's an animal, even if we can wear hats. And ache is an ache in the heart or the face, and you can't fill the space with your cats. It's hard to get by when you try, and they're locking you up in a cell. But the thought means the most, even when you were a ghost, someone will remember you well.
All right, that's Carmel Liberty with the Mammal Song, Patron Saints of the Ordinary, the name of her release. Well, it's that time. It's 5 o'clock. It's time for a live performance, what we do here every Thursdays at 5 o'clock on WHFR.FM, the station making waves. And today we have Jake Riley and the Social Workers. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yeah, yes, we can.
Loud and clear.
All right. Got to get this thing to record. There we go. All right. Why don't we get started?
Just go into the song, huh?
There you go.
All right.
If you're ready.
We are.
One, two, three. Well, I've been working real hard just to keep myself in a truck that I. Put some gas in my car, pay my rent, feed my cat, and have some time to say the words I need to say. Yeah. Tell me everything will be okay. Tell me all the money I need to get here someday. Hope you're satisfied with my whole love. Sign on my heart is written up.
the highway will show us some rest on time. Hope you're satisfied with my dark girl. Shine on my heart, it's full of good.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live in Studio J with Jake Riley and the Social Workers. All right, so it was a lot of fun getting in here today, wasn't it, fellas?
Absolutely.
You gotta love Michigan. It wasn't, a few hours ago, yesterday, whatever, you could have almost went to the park in shorts. And here we...
Yeah, I did go to the park in the shorts in my backyard, and now I could have swum into the slushy park, I suppose.
Well, it started out to be swimming. Now it's going to be sledding by the time we get out of here.
Yeah, with a snorkel, perhaps.
I'm down.
Ah, you got to love Michigan. All right. Well, welcome. Thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having
us. Happy
to
be here. Yep.
Okay. So the majority of the songs we're hearing today, are they from a new release or...
We're working on an album right now, actually, with Gabe Neumann, who's the drummer of Jeremy Porter and the Tucos. You guys had them on just a couple weeks ago, I think.
Yep.
And we have two songs released on Bandcamp, but we're working on a full length album of all original work. So.
Okay, so we can probably count on what we're hearing today, a good majority of it being on that release then?
Definitely. This is the first time a lot of this is will be recorded in, you know, that where people can access it. So
another world premiere at WHFR.
For sure.
Cool. That's excellent. When you think ballpark, I know how these things work. You think it'll be out?
Oh, probably end of the summer by the time I get everything, so, get everything sort of like artwork and stuff. And maybe later. I'm not sure. There's all sorts of things that happen where you want to at least, you know, have anticipated release and stuff like that. You know, mm-hmm. people, you know, get people excited about it and people know who you are. And, but yeah, I mean, we're going to work really hard to try and get it done and mastered and sounding really good and get it out to some people. So,
all right. So definitely probably by the end of the year then.
Yeah, that is definitely the plan.
Okay. All right. Good things come to those who wait, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Or just, you know, listen to this podcast and you pretty much have the record. So
yeah, that'll get you by until you get the, I don't know. I'm old school. I still like to have the physical things, you know, whether it's a CD or vinyl. I love vinyl.
Yeah.
You know, but
I would love vinyl, but I unfortunately I only had like a really bad vinyl record player that just played vinyl so poorly that it's like it wasn't even worth it. So
really,
so one day I'll get something good. These guys have, David and Dan have a good record player. So
yeah, can't make do without those. All right.
I have an A-track.
An A-track. He is old school.
Yeah. Wow. Buddy.
Only thing I didn't like about those is part one and part two of a song, you know? You're finally getting into it. You're right. You're like there, then all of a sudden, stop.
You gotta work for it.
I guess.
It's like an audiobook.
And the no rewinding at all or fast forwarding, right?
No, you were stuck with what you had. But I want to hear the beginning. Sorry, not going to happen. Oh, well. I don't know what somebody was thinking when they invented those, but a lot of people loved them back then. They really did. I guess they were perfect for driving around in.
They were thinking they looked like Nintendo cartridges or something, or game cartridges.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, who would have thought, you know? We didn't even have that back then.
Right. Or maybe that was anachronistic of me. I'm sorry.
Well, the in-car record players weren't working so well at the time, so I guess they had to come up with something.
Hey, I remember for a while there, they actually were trying to sell turntables. They swore up and down that you could drive down the road and play your records at the same time.
Those people were liars. Yeah.
Apparently, they didn't experience the potholes that we have here.
Right, they did it. Right.
Driven by your drive belts. Right. You know, so everything sounded like Mickey Mouse.
On 78, yep. All right, why don't we do another one?
All right, so this song's called Break, Blow, Burn, and yeah, here we go. Sorry I broke the fan and shattered the hallway light. They're the only things in life that don't put up a fight. I've never been to war, but I've read of it in books. Mostly by men who ran from it in all the forms it took. I can't help feeling my break blow up and burn it, I'm renewed. And I can't help thinking this is why we always end up overused. And we said those things that hurt you really bad. I'm sorry for all the drugs and drinks I know I shouldn't have. I've never been to space, but I've seen it on a screen. Dust was floating past an earth blown to sea. But I can't help feeling if I break, blow up and burn it, I'm renewed. And I can't help thinking this is why we always end up over you. We all burn the same.
right. Break, blow, burn.
It's a reference to a John Donne poem, actually.
Really? John Donne? I'm not familiar.
He's a 17th century metaphysical poet who wrote a lot about religion. And he has this poem. It's where he says, batter my heart, three-person God, for you is yet but knock, breathe and shine. Break, blow, burn me, and make me new. So.
Wow. Yeah, that's something else about those. You know, I'm not trying to put down anybody that's into religion, but they can be pretty intense sometimes.
Well, Donne was really interesting because he also really liked writing risque things about his relationship with God.
Oh, wow!
I bet it's easy to be risque back then too.
Wow. Now, wasn't that the Victorian era? No, I'm probably wrong.
No, that was about 1600s.
Okay.
1700s.
Interesting.
Yeah. Pre-Victorian.
Sorry I missed it.
Yeah, me too.
All right. So if anybody wants to check you out, I know you got a Facebook page.
Yeah, we have a Facebook page. It's Jake Rowland and the Social Workers, or if you type in at Social Worker Rock, or maybe it's Rocks, but I'm pretty sure it's Social Worker Rock. Hmm. And then we also have a Bandcamp, Jake Rowland and the Social Workers .bandcamp.com, and that's where you can stream and download the two tracks that we do have. And we'll be playing those. We played one. The first one was one we have recorded, and then we'll play the next one a little bit. So.
Okay. I know it's probably a stupid question, but any of you actually work in the field?
Yeah, two of us do.
I'm sure you
literally work across the hall from each other.
Dan and I are social workers.
Okay. I thought maybe not, but I figured I'd ask, you know?
Yeah, it's
the rhythm section.
Yeah, well, you know, and it came up, I was just talking to my, you know, and people talk about this all the time about trying to come up with band names, and, you know, it's like, well, we knew... especially when we were forming, it was like, I wanted to get my name out there, but then we were like, well, what should the band be called? And, I was talking to my girlfriend and she was like, you know, we kept coming up with and the, and she's like, what about the social workers? And I'm like, that's perfect. You know? And those guys are like, yeah, 'cause we're actually social workers. And I was like, yeah, that's great. Yeah.
They're actually getting billing without even trying.
Yeah. Right? Hopefully.
Nothing embodies a stereotype of the rock and roll lifestyle, like stacks of paperwork and Medicaid right. waivers.
Right. Yeah, but I would imagine a lot of rock and rollers probably need social work, you know, maybe even psychiatry too, right?
It's funny because
it's usually a team effort. Yeah.
Yeah. The tagline I came up with is therapeutic rock and roll. So, you know, hopefully, and Dan had a great idea about a t-shirt once about, do you remember that?
Wasn't that your idea, David?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Sorry,
what
David.
What was your idea?
Was it? Was
Jake Riley needs social workers, which in fact he does. Well, yeah. It's so many levels we've lost.
I definitely needed other sorts of therapy. So,
are you getting better, Jake?
Oh yeah.
No, okay.
Yeah, much
good.
Better.
Good.
Of course. Or worse in different ways. You know.
Everybody told me when I was playing out acoustic at open mics, you know, they're like, your songs would sound better with a band. Sorry. I'm like, I know, but do you know how hard it is to find a band to play sometimes? So. Mm-hmm. It's like, and so, yes, I really needed social workers.
So you got the best of both worlds, members of the band and a social worker, mm-hmm. or two, I should say. Yeah. All right. So if you want to play, you're good. And if you don't want to play, well, you're still good.
All right.
Nice. I love the freedom.
All right. It's a little bit different.
Okay.
It's called Till We're Gone. And I wrote it one day just sitting out on the porch after a few drinks, and out came some of these lyrics. So here we go.
All right.
High roads never travel.
to home. Some say, till we're gone, 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 till we're go from Pyrrhic battle. A lost ship, a crick without a paddle. And old words never.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Jake Riley and the Social Workers. How long you gentlemen been together?
A little under a year for everybody, but Ryan, I think you joined...
November. I think it was November, right?
November, yeah. Right. Yep. So...
He's a newbie.
Well, it's interesting. So we... So me and Dan and David got together. We started playing. We started playing the songs. And Ryan's actually an old friend of mine. We've known each other for 15, 16 years. Yeah. And
oh, you were toddlers back then. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Close. teens. But yeah. So he was asking to see if he'd join the band, and I it was great because we've been playing together in various forms for years on and off, and he just usually gets where I want to go and where I'm going, and
yeah, he's just feels natural.
Fantastic guitarist, and as you can see from that last crazy awesome solo.
By see, he means here.
By here, yeah, it's a metaphor.
Okay.
The Waterhill Music Festival in Ann Arbor was our first show, and we're going to be playing that this year again. So come see us. It's great if you've never been. An entire neighborhood comes out on their porches and plays music.
Yeah. Okay. When's that?
It's the first Sunday in May.
And so, it's and that was our first show, and we'd been together for 3 weeks. So we pulled and we pulled something together. At that. But we'll be much better this time.
I think so. So is it's a neighborhood kind of thing, or is everybody welcome?
Yeah, other bands can come out and play, but the story behind it is folks that lived in the neighborhood found out there are a lot of musicians. Mm-hmm. So anyone that played music that lived in the neighborhood or anyone that had a house that was happy to host other people would just put out a time, and folks would play in the front porch or in their front yard. So now you have 40, 50, 60, I'm not sure how many bands over the course of one Sunday just playing throughout this entire neighborhood in Ann Arbor. And it's all kinds of styles of music. You're going to hear a bluegrass band next to a metal band with some, you know, hip hop mixed in, and then EDM's going to be down the street somewhere. It's a really unique mix, and it's all folks who live in the neighborhood, and it shows some of the diversity of the Southeast Michigan music scene.
Oh, definitely. You don't have to win me on that one for sure. Well, that's cool. Yeah. And they know what they're doing. They get the neighborhood gets free entertainment.
Oh yeah, and other people, you know, anybody can come out and watch too.
It's okay. So if I wanted to come, then it's all good. Then
it's not exclusively a neighborhood.
Neighborhood retina scans will happen.
Yeah, I was gonna say you probably have to run a background check when it comes to me.
Oh. Sorry, I only have one.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah. Sorry, we're communicating about our earphones, our headphones. Hard receiving.
It's all good.
The monitor seemed to be out in the drums.
Oh, it's fine. No, it's all right.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah,
okay.
I can hear you, yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right. We just want to make sure before we go back to it.
I lost my left one a while back, but I'm still okay. Still good. Yeah. Yeah.
Live radio, that's how it works.
Right, oh yeah. It went out like right in the beginning of the song. I was like, okay, this is what we'll do.
It's fine.
Hey, better that than like, you know, toward the end, you know.
When
after you get spoiled.
Yeah, exactly. Whoa, what happened?
All right, let's do another one.
Yeah, so this next song is called The Ecological Thought, and it's kind of about love in you know, the face of ecological disaster and apocalypse, which I think we're heading towards. So here we go. Let's talk ecological thought. I'm concerned about the oceans, how they're all gonna rise and swallow us up, like the TV said they would. Let's talk about imminent extinction without arbitrary distinction. We're all gonna die and the planet. Ecological thought. I'm concerned about the weather, whether I want to feed a duck like old people at the park. Some say it's an elegant fiction, but regardless, here's our prescription. We're all gonna die and the planet is doomed. But at least I got a few words here with you. How can you be so cruel, you say? What about the birds and whales, you say? What about the human race, you say? Well, I say let's not rush to win, 'cause there ain't no prize at the end.
right. That was good. I like that.
Thanks.
Yeah, nice little riff there on the guitar.
I love following along to the lyrics on that one. It's real positive.
Well, you know, it's you gotta hold on to the spark of whatever you can
right.
in the midst. yeah.
All right, we got coming up next. I'm not sure exactly. Is this two songs or what is it?
Oh no, it's a don't equal sign. It's money don't equal time.
Okay.
So
it's just shorthand, yeah.
Yeah, it almost looks like a Japanese letter, you know.
Oh, that's cool. That's much cooler than a non-equal sign.
That's me. I know Japanese.
But yeah, the this song's about and so was the first one, My Poor Love. It's kind of about what do you do when you either spend a lot of time and you can make some money, or you have you have a bunch of time but you have no money. So it's trying to figure out where what's the happy balance between working and having the time to create and do stuff. So
yeah, one would hope that one could be in that predicament, you know. How do I spend my money and how do I spend my time?
Oh, it's
to
more
have
like
both
it's...
at your disposal, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's the other way around. It's like if I have any money, it means I don't have any time because I've been working. And then if I have a bunch of time, it means that I probably took some time off work and don't have any money to do anything. So
yeah, you got to work around the clock, you know, if you want the money.
Yeah, but you know, quality of life, man. I like the time.
Oh, believe me, when you get older, I'm at that point now. I'd rather have the time than the money.
Oh yeah.
I mean, as long as I can pay my bills and I have the basic comforts, hey, that's all I care about.
That's where I'm at.
You know, I'd rather have more time with the people I care about and more time to listen to great music like yours.
Thanks, man. I want to write more songs. So
there you go. Glad I could help. All right, let's do it. Money is. It unequal?
Money don't equal time.
Don't equal time.
Or money Japanese.
Or money don't
Japanese. Money null time, yeah.
Okay.
Dinner, but I need to get one more line down before I start. Yeah, I know we should spend some time together, but these books I'm reading seem a hell of a lot better than watching all the TV shows when we know they'll light my heart. Cause when I got the time, I ain't got the money, and when I got the money, I ain't got the time for creativity. To buy some new TV for you. Yeah, I know I should stop drinking so much vodka and eating animals that were born for the slaughter, but I don't have the ethics to come in second nature to you. I'd lift some weights or walk so that I can take more pride in a healthy lifestyle, an accidental summer or two. Cause when I got the time, I ain't got the money, and when I got the money, I ain't got the time for creativity or the energy to eat properly with you. Some of the things that I
apologies I owe you.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Jake Riley and the Social Workers. Okay. Do you have anything else going on as far as performances besides that Ann Arbor thing at all? Or
working on it.
That's cool.
If you have any offers, let us know.
Yeah, seriously, anybody out there listening that likes what they're here and, you know, looking for bands to open or book with, I'm definitely down.
You're so willing to listen. Now, these two are definitely always willing to listen.
Yeah, we definitely had, you know, we had a lot of, or we had a couple shows recently, but it's just it's trying to balance focusing on the record and focusing on, you know, reaching out to people and booking. And so it's a lot easier than it used to be. I mean, I can be on the bus or, you know, even just like walking somewhere and like, you know, be emailing back someone, you know, it's pretty incredible. I mean, when I was, before I got in this band, I was in a band in Florida and, we did some touring and on tour, you know, the booking would happen or constant communication. And, you know, you used to have to sit there and, you know, you used to have to like sit down at a computer and now you can just, you're in the car, you're bored, you know, it's like email back
you couldn't quarter. Take your entire PC with you, you know, while you were traveling.
I suppose not. I don't know. I never did it without a smartphone, unfortunately. So, but,
or if you want to go back even further, there's bands that had to, like, the only way you could do it is making phone calls.
Yep.
Or physically going to those venues first.
It's interesting because part of the thing that I'm trying to do, and especially with this band, since a lot of us have a lot going on, you know, social workers, you know, normal jobs, we can't
personally
tour around the U.S. But you know, I make it a point to actually go to, you know, venues in Lansing and Detroit and go see shows and talk to the people who are either at the bar or the bands, and you know, I think that, you know, people have this idea that there's, maybe it's one or the other, but I think, you know, integrating the social media and emails with just going and learning about the venue, buying beers there and, you know, hanging out is really a way also to sort of develop and become part of a scene. And that's why I end up going into, you know, this area, Dearborn, Detroit, Hamtramck, Ferndale, a lot. Yeah. And so does David, goes see shows, Dan goes see shows, Ryan will come with me and do, you know. So we're also really big fans of music too, you know, and of local bands even. And I think that's a big thing that I love when local bands support each other.
Oh, definitely. You know, there's a lot of times when the audience is comprised of, you know, quite a bit of bands.
Oh, yeah.
It's not, you know, the average person, you know, and
that's,
hey.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And where I lived in Gainesville, Florida, and that was basically what was going on, is bands going to see other bands, and it was actually kind of wonderful. You know, we were all singing along to each other's songs and covering each other's songs. And
yeah.
So.
And if you broke a string or something, there's a guy in the audience, hey, man, can I have an E?
Oh, yeah. Or, hey, I got a guitar in my car. No, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yep, I've seen that before.
It's pretty cool.
Comes in handy. Yeah. All right. This sounds upbeat here. Picture perfect.
Yeah, so speaking of social media, this song, and it's going to be pretty obvious because the lyrics are pretty obvious, but it's about... it's about all of the people who are in great, you know, on social media, they see great relationships. They're smiling and everything. And you think, oh man, like if only I could be like them, but, you know, but really it's all a facade.
It is. No one is that happy. I'm sorry.
No, but no, nobody is.
You guys know that, don't you?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Every single one of them.
Thank you. But when you talk alone to me, you're never happy. Not because of what I said, but because of what he did, or said, or didn't say. Give a smile for the lens, although it offends your sense of reality. So live in a freeze-frame dream while the medium says you still can. So you're at home, sitting alone, and you're calling your friends again. Perfect, and nobody can hurt it, at least while it's on display, and people say how great you look together, but the photos all belie, you're crying deep inside, for more than a surface smile, after a while, feel undesired, and you're losing. Texture. I don't know why you don't leave. It seems so easy. When is any choice we make ever easy? Not because we're weak or strong, but because we might be wrong. Or wait too long, the will is gone. I know you gotta be in the scene. Give a smile for the lens, although it offends your sense of reality. So live in a freeze-frame dream while the says you still can. So you're at home, sitting alone, and you're calling your friends again. But love is picture perfect, and nobody can hurt it, at least while it's on display, and people say how great you look together. But the photos all belie, crying deep inside, more than a surface smile, after a while, you're undesired, and you're losing texture. I see you're always happy. When you talk alone to me, you're far from happy. Not because of what I said, but because of what he did, or said, or didn't say.
All right. Okay, looks like we're winding down here. We got three more to go. We might as well keep it going. Want to squeeze them in before six.
Yeah, for sure. This next tune is available on our Bandcamp. It's called Drown.
Thank you. tonight, and I'm praying for another choice. Do I dare to serve the falling of your hair like the world was in a strand? Bring a moment to its crisis after coffee and surprises when I know just where I stand. All of the other men, all these ragged clothes, too many human hands, you didn't take me, drag me out of the ocean. And all these ragged clothes, too many human hands, but I don't think they'll sing again. Why? That I don't care, that it's shagging in my eyes, cause it hides my face. It's a period of grace from the size of another wife. And a pale, pale dog decomposing and forgot of a future never told, that haunts my dreams and will tear out all the seams I wear my trousers roll. Only way to show people all these ragged clothes.
Listening to WHFR.FM, station making waves, live in Studio J with Jake Riley and the Social Workers. Got a couple more for your listening pleasure. Why don't you go around real quick, if you don't mind, introduce yourselves. I mean, obviously, you're Jake.
I'm Dan Leonard on drums.
David Zeman, bass.
Ryan Chichat, lead guitar.
Okay. And Jake, who is now going to be on the acoustic guitar, I take it.
Yep. So we'll do actually one more song. This one's kind of a long one. Just so we can get all that in.
All right.
Oh, that's why. Sorry. There we go.
That's okay. We got it. All right. So which one is this one going to be then?
Undone by Grain.
Undone by Grain.
Yeah, Undone by Grain.
Now, is that as in grain alcohol?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I figured, but I thought I'd double check.
We're working out the technicalities.
That's okay. While he's doing that, we'll talk a little bit. So I thought that's what that meant when I saw the title.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. And and that can be that can undo you in many, many, many ways.
Of which yes. will be noted at length in the next song.
Yeah, so this song is about a guy I never really want to become, and maybe at the time I was maybe becoming him. So.
Okay. But it got better, right?
He got... Not in this song.
Oh, okay.
If the sounds you made last night came out of my guitar, I'm damn sure I'd be picking somewhere better than this bar. No offense. Drinking on a stool without care and without band. Not sure when the stage lights dim, if I'm done or yet began. Well, I'm tipsy and I'm topsy and I wish that I could sit. So I light me up a cigarette, although I said I quit. And I down another whiskey just to feed my aching head. I know I'd wish that in the morning I had heeded what you said. If you're not home tomorrow morn, I'll take the kids and go. You'll be left there with your bottle and a vacant empty home. You're not home to melodies from days we spent in bed. You'll play your memories on guitar until you turn up dead. So I stumble out the door and throw my hand up for a lift. While searching for my savior, buckled over and got sick. Kneeling in my filth on First Avenue in Maine, everyone just laughed aloud at the man undone by crane. I crawled over to a stranger, but I couldn't speak a word. The sounds were garbled garbage and everything was absurd. Just something about a wife and kids and losing them to drink. Spitting fragments and short phrases on the sidewalk left to sink. I then found a lift from a girl who said she charged me nil. She said her name was Susie, but her boy suggested Bill. Well, I said no thanks and walked away as day breaks into dawn. If I didn't get home soon, I knew my life would end up gone. So I started on the long walk from the city to my home, with my thumbs outstretched to roads that were drier than a bone. It took me hours and hours, and the sun was noontime high. I knew I'd been defeated when your car wasn't in sight. I walked up to the door and prepared me for the worst. I punched the wood, bloodied my hand, and let out a loud curse. When I opened up the door, I saw the furniture was there, but the drawers and all the bedrooms were stripped naked and left bare. Well, I sat there for a while, and I cried until I slept. I dreamt of all the promises I made but never kept. I woke up to the sunlight rubbing head and nasty smell. If I didn't get a drink in me, the day was gonna be hell. To my old cupboard, but to my surprise, no whiskey, gin or vodka, no tequila or moonshine. She had taken every bottle I had ever owned, emptied every hiding place in which I
even strummed a chord. At least she left me this, and I thank an absent Lord. Sober but hungover, I sang my heart out to the rain, and my song is just an elegy to all men undone by rain.
Listener-supported non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn.